Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, if you hate rats, this story's going to give you the heebie-jeebies. Seriously, you could make a horror movie out of this. It's almost beyond belief. Now, I'm just looking at the photos of this. We'll get to all the details in just a moment. This is to the west of, not very far from here, rather. We're talking about the Gulf. We're talking about the community of Corumba, plus other areas too, where these bloody rats are everywhere. They talk about native long-haired rats as well, I presume, as the other invaders from Europe or wherever they came from about 200 years ago or whatever. It says here, residents in the Gulf community of Corumba love to fish off the beach, but a blanket of dead rats in the water is making that difficult. A blanket of dead rats. Can you imagine the pong? Now, Brett Fallon said, when the moon came over the town last night, the river was well and truly alive with the bodies of rats. He's a commercial fisherman, is Brett. He said his boat was being infested by at least 100 rats a night. Footage from residents and tourists showed thousands of dead rodents washed up on the shores of the small coastal town. Here's the quote from Gemma Probert. Gemma's a fishing charter boat owner. And Gemma said, they swim out to the sandbanks at low tide, and when the water comes up, they drown. Then their bodies are washed back onto the beach. She said she had to fight off rats trying to climb into her boats. We had to keep flicking them off, she said. Oh, it's hideous, isn't it? And some people have... I mean, they get the heebie-jeebies just thinking about rats, let alone having to flick them off the bloody boat. Anyway, I won't go on with the details of it because I've actually got Gemma on the line, Gemma Probert, owner of Kerry D Fishing Charters. Gemma, good morning. This is the stuff of nightmares.
Good morning, John. Yes, it is.
And you're living a bloody nightmare. I've never heard of anything as bad as this. It's horrendous.
Yes, they're pretty bad at the moment. They're just everywhere.
Has it come on gradually or did it just happen overnight?
No, they did come on gradually. We did see a couple. But then the next morning, they were just everywhere on the beach, so just dead and wet. They'd obviously been in the water.
How bad's the pong?
Oh, it's terrible. In town, so there's two parts of Corumba. There's your town part and your point. Town is probably worse. They just sort of come up on the beaches in town and along the waterways there, and it just goes through the whole of the town. The council have been trying to clean it up, which has been helping a little bit, but, yeah, they're just everywhere.
Isn't it funny? I wasn't aware that we had native, meaning Australian native rats. I just thought a rat was a rat, and they all came out in the early convict ships and exploded in numbers, but there's different varieties. You've got both, have you?
Yeah, apparently. So there is two different types up here at the moment, and you can tell the difference a little bit between them. Not that we want to get very close to them.
No.
But yes, they all seem to be going in the same direction, and they all seem to be going into the water. So not that they're getting far because they're drowning and then washing back up.
Well, I suppose better dead than alive, but then again, the pond is overwhelming. I mean, let me ask you this, because it does say here, I've just got the notes put in front of me, that you had this issue 10 years ago. What happened 10 years ago that brought the plague to an end?
Yeah, so I wasn't here 10 years ago, but from stories that I've heard is the wet really helps. So once that rain comes in, it sort of drowns them out and really helps get rid of them a lot quicker.
It says Corumba was the latest town to fall victim to a plague of native long-haired rats that had been infesting parts of outback Queensland. So you're not alone. It's across other towns as well. There's even Julia Creek marked down here. So you're not alone with this awful plague.
No, that's right. They're all in the Flinders as well that we've heard, all coming up from Julia Creek.
Oh, really? There you go. You've got Winton, Richmond, Julia Creek, Cloncurry, Ingham. Of all, Ingham's just down the road, and they've even got this bloody plague. So you're just going to have to sit it out until the rain starts. Bring on the rain.
Yes, bring on the rain. We needed a bit earlier this year just to help with the rats.
This is awful. As far as your home is concerned, if you didn't have it, you know, everything locked up, what would they invade your home to eat if they could get at it?
Oh, they would get into everything. Like, because we're a charter fishing business, we have bait and we have everything in freezers. So they're just destructive. They get into, we've been lucky they haven't got into our boats or anything like that. We did lose a freezer a week or two ago. Not sure if that was, they were the cause of that. We do have dogs in the yard. They have been getting about, the other night they got 12 in one night. So they're helping a little bit.
Wow. By the way, I've got to say, Gemma, I've got some bad news for you. I'm just reading the details of this plague and experts are warning the oncoming wet season could exacerbate the plague.
Oh. Well.
You hadn't taken that into account, had you?
No. No, we were hoping that would get rid of them.
Oh, that's dreadful. They can actually climb up the anchor chains of your boats out there and moored offshore.
Yes.
So you'll have the, you're thinking, oh, well, they can't get to me. I'm out in the water. But they swim out and then get up the bloody anchor chains into your boat, into your kitchen, into your bedroom on the boat.
Yeah, that's right. So we've actually had them climb up the motors and into the back of the boat while we've been out there on a fishing charter, and we've had to flick them off with the gas back into the water.
Oh, God, that's horrendous. Are people getting around with masks on and daubed in perfume or something to stop the pong?
They're not yet, but if it gets any worse, we might have to.
God, this is terrible. Wouldn't be good for your tourism business either, would it?
No, that's right. We don't want people going away thinking that that's what Corumba's known for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you what, we'll keep this between ourselves, you and me, Gemma. I won't tell a soul. We'll stay in touch because this is going to be a bit of a battle for you, but I really appreciate this update today, Gem. Thank you.
No worries at all. Hopefully they'll be gone soon and we'll be able to let you know.
Exactly. That's Gemma Probert, P-R-O-B-E-R-T. She sounds delightful. She's the owner of Kerry D Fishing Charters at Corumba.